USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new acting defense secretary is officially announcing troop drawdowns in Afghanistan and Iraq that'll happen by January 15th.
Our forces, their size in Afghanistan will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
Christopher Miller insisting the move doesn't mean U.S. policy or objectives are being changed. Miller took over after the president fired former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last week. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has rejected the Trump campaign's claim that Republicans lacked access to Philadelphia's vote count proceedings. The ruling was 5-2 against the campaign. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old saying he's feeling good. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
One of the nation's biggest parties will look different in 2021. City of New Orleans spokesman Bo Tidwell saying during next year's Mardi Gras, the iconic parades will not be allowed to roll.
I want to be very clear. Mardi Gras 2021 is not canceled. It is going to look different. We know that what we celebrate next year is not going to look like it's looked at any other year.
Tidwell continues.
This is going to be a completely different year for us. It's going to be a different year for New Orleans. It's going to feel different. It has to be different. Given the public health emergency that we face, given what we know, we can't proceed as if nothing has changed.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday, the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Lawmakers question the chief executives of Twitter and Facebook at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday over the social media platform's content moderation practices. Chairman of that committee, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, saying,
if you're not a newspaper at Twitter or Facebook, then why do you have editorial control over the New York Post?
Regarding Twitter censoring the New York Post story regarding Hunter Biden, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn telling Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter,
you do realize that by taking down that story, you probably gave it more prominence and more visibility than it ever would have gotten had you left it alone.
We realize that, and we recognize it as a mistake that we made.
Nearly 90,000 claimants have filed allegations of sexual abuse against the Boy Scouts of America. Most of the claims fall between the 1960s and the 1980s, before the Boy Scouts began mandatory criminal background checks for all staff and volunteers. The Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy in February because of the sexual abuse lawsuits. Support for stricter gun laws hit a four-year low, according to Gallup, a poll finding that 57% of Americans favor stricter gun laws, down 7 points from just last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.